are aware of this. I'm sure you're aware of this, but in the Old Testament as well as the New Testament, oftentimes there are stories of events that took place that really were a foreshadowing or a mirror or an image of something that was to come, like Noah in the ark and how that relates to how God saves us and puts us, you know, in a safe place and so forth. There's a story in John 11 that I want to share with you today, and I'm going to share it not by reading it to you, but by telling it to you. I'm going to draw a little bit from Max Lucado and a couple of other sources, but it's a really powerful story. And John 11 talks about the relationship between Jesus and Martha and Mary and Lazarus at a critical time in their lives. So Martha, Mary, and Lazarus were, apart from the 12 disciples, probably some of the closest friends to Jesus. So when Lazarus got sick, the natural thing to do is to go find Jesus, because he's kind of been known for healing sick people. So Martha tracks Jesus down in a neighboring town and approaches him and says, you know, "Lord, our brother is sick. Will you come and heal him?" And Jesus' response to Martha was, "Martha, your brother's illness will not end in death." So Martha leaves and goes home. She's excited to know that Jesus is on his way and her brother's going to be fine. But after she leaves, Jesus continues with the disciples for 2 more days. And then it takes 2 days to get to the town that Martha lives in. And so because it took 4 days, Lazarus actually dies and is buried. So Martha and Mary are confused. They're disillusioned. Jesus didn't do what he said he was going to do. So they get word that Jesus is coming into town, and Martha runs out and falls down at his feet, and she's distraught. She's grieving, and she's like, "Lord, if only you'd come, my brother would not have died. I know you are the Messiah. I know that you are the life, but I don't understand." And Jesus said, "Martha, go get your sister Mary." And so she goes back and gets Mary, and Mary comes and she does the same. She falls at his feet and she says, "Lord, if only you had come, my brother would not have died." And you can read in just the way that's written that they're devastated. They've lost their only brother, and Jesus didn't do what he said he was going to do. So they're disillusioned with him. And they're weeping. And it says, Jesus looked at them and he wept. And then Jesus said, "Martha, Mary, I could have come 4 days ago and healed your brother. You've seen me heal hundreds of people. Watch this. Lazarus come forth," and Lazarus comes out of the grave. And now all of a sudden, Martha and Mary and the disciples realize this Jesus can not only heal the sick, but he can raise the dead. And they entered into a deeper understanding and a deeper awareness of just who this Jesus was. So Lazarus comes out and Jesus addresses the people that are around him. And he says, "I want you to take off his grave clothes and clean him up." We learn from this story several principles. One, God's ways aren't our ways. Martha and Mary had in mind what Jesus was going to do, but he didn't do it the way they thought. Jesus was okay with those two being disillusioned with him. It's okay to not understand what God is doing at some point in time and to struggle with that. Jesus wasn't bothered by that. Jesus entered into their grief. He knew what he was getting ready to do. He knew that Lazarus was going to rise again. And yet Jesus entered into their grief and wept with them. Jesus then invited others to remove the grave clothes and clean Lazarus up. And Jesus invites us to participate with him in the work that he's doing in the lives of people around us. Jesus is always looking for a way to reveal more of who he is to us. And we need to position ourselves to be open to that. And then Jesus showed here with Lazarus that he was the resurrection and the life. And a few days later, when he himself was going to die and rise again, he proved that he was in fact the Messiah, the one that they had wanted, the one that they had been waiting for. So looking at stories like this, we can learn a lot of principles that we can apply in our daily life. And this is one of my favorites. So let me pray again. Father, I just want to thank you for this story that you preserved in the Gospel of John, where you revealed that your ways aren't our ways, your thoughts aren't our thoughts, that you make a promise and you do what you promise, but not necessarily the way we think you ought to do it. Lord, give us the faith to trust you when we don't understand. Give us the faith to believe you and take you at your word. Lord, help us to keep our eyes fixed on you and help us to look and see where you're at work and where you're inviting us to join you as we come alongside others who are dealing with life issues and difficulties. Lord, thank you for loving us.
I can't hear you.
You can't hear me? Can you hear me now?
I hear you very clear.
Okay. Well, I was just closing in prayer. So, Lord, we just thank you for this time and just pray that you would remind us of these principles in Christ's name. Amen. Now, can anybody hear me? Okay.